Weimar. So I'll say, Kikomashi Gdamnu Zichoy Bashar Ezeh. Everything that we've been discussing up till now in this shah, Nimashim Esapik Oisoy HaYetzer Al Adam, where the Yetzirah comes and tries to undermine various aspects of our conviction, of our emuna, different levels, different aspects of it. Im lo yuchal esapek oisoy bohem. If he does not manage to really shake your resolve in these areas, so then he'll move on to the next level. I'm going to skip a couple of lines. He'll move on to the next level. Yashuv lefatoyscha ulat oischa benafshecha. Then he'll move on to more of a personal track. Meaning what? Yemalach. He'll tell you, on the contrary, it's great that you're such a big mommy. That's wonderful. I'm proud of you. Kamani sameach b'inyoncha. Alemunoscha atoiva. I'm so happy that you're such a great mommy. I'm your number one fan. V'libcha shalem le'elokim. And how well entrenched you are with Hashem. Ukvaigato mimalais hachesed. Indeed, your level of dedication to Hashem has come. You have reached a level that is above everybody else in Yadar. Now, this sounds a little ridiculous. But you know what? He's alerting us to something. If you have been through struggles and you worked your way through them, you've fought off the Yetzirah, will use that to his advantage also. He said, you should know that you now withstood serious challenges. Not many people can do that, you know, right? And if the Yetzirah, don't they say that judo is kind of like to take the person's momentum and then use it against him, right? The guy lunges at you, so you take him. That's what the Yetzirah is doing now. It says, you really fought for your emuna? That's so special. You should realize that you're in a class of your own, right? There are not many people who are on that level. And the Yeshba Yensa Mim Daima Yida Oschala Laboire Al Toivosa Vechaste. And he says, you are doing a great job, maybe even too much, in terms of your loyalty to Hashem, your gratitude to Hashem. Wonderful, wonderful. But you know what? Roy Lochala Hani Gatsmucha Gamkin Lifrak Taskrivis Bnei Adam. It's important to realize that you also have to put energies into the people around you, into pleasing them. It's very important. It's very important. Why? At the end of the day, they do affect you. Ishtadlus is important. You have to operate in a natural way also. You have to realize that lamaisa, the people around you do affect you. You know, if you are on good terms with them, it can benefit you. If not, it can cause you harm. If you please them, you'll be in a great place. And if you don't impress them, if they disapprove of you, it's not going to be good for you. So therefore, you have to make a point of pleasing the people around you as well. You want to be well liked, you want to be respected, admired. It's very important. Like Chazal said, it's all right. I remember the Yetzer Hara is a big bucky. He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows Ma'amori Chazal and Psukim. If the people around you are pleased with you, that means Hashem is pleased with you as well. So, you want to please Hashem, you have to put efforts into gaining the approval and pleasing the people around you. And then you'll know that Hashem is pleased with you. So Hashem Allah. In other words, again, he's putting it into in a very like stark way. The Yetzer Hara is coming and telling you these things. We're really talking about the finer feelings that a person might sometimes be feeling to put energies into how the people around me relate to me, what kind of impression I'm making on the people around me. Hashem Allah. So you have to answer to him, which really means answer to yourself. What benefit do I stand to gain by pleasing, by kissing up to someone who's as feeble as me? That he, no, it's not true. He cannot determine my benefit or make me problems. Pasuk says, stop with people, meaning stop putting efforts into your standing with people. Right, what is he already? And he says, and I'll prove to you that it can't be that this is an expectation. Hashem expects you to make sure that you are pleasing the people around you. You know why? You simply can't do it. Hashem is not mechayev a person to do something that he can't do. How does the expression go? You can't please all the people all the time. There's a whole terror about that. But whatever it is, there's no way to have everybody pleased with you. He says, how can I possibly think that I can make everybody pleased with me? I can't even manage to always have my family, my immediate family, pleased with me the whole time. You know, sometimes it's the other way around. It's easier to work on people who are a little further removed, right? But you tell the Yitzhara, come on, making an agenda out of people pleasing is just a lost cause. The haraya, that the people closest to me, there's always going to be something that they're not pleased about. And if this one is pleased, that one won't be pleased. Koshikin's a awesome, so certainly I can't get everybody pleased with me. Chazal said that, yeah, people being pleased with you is a good siman to where you stand with Hashem. So listen, there's a chashev of perush of the chavis halavis on this mamar. It's the Chazal are not instructing you, go put efforts, invest energies into pleasing the people around you. No, that's not what Chazal is saying. Kamay shekasuv. On the contrary, it's saying the other way around. If you put enough efforts into pleasing Hashem, you will find that the people around you will respect you and will be pleased with you. So it's the other way around. It's a siman, it's not a siba, meaning you don't put your efforts there. When you're doing a good enough job pleasing Hashem, you'll see part of the effect will be that the people around you will be looking at you with respect. If you do have a person that everybody around is looking at him with respect and admiration, and they are praising his deeds, that is a proof that Hashem, he implanted Ava toward him in people's hearts, the samloishin toiv alishayno, and he granted them a good name by them. Meaning, this will not come through. A person who puts efforts toward this end, it won't work. When will you have a person that everybody around him looks at him with admiration? So again, it can either be, you know, one of these celebrities that the people who don't know him personally look at him with admiration. But you get closer to the closer circle, whether it's his family, whether it's the people who mamish work with him intimately, it's already a bit of a different story. But when you have a person who you see that everybody around him is relating to him in that way, that's a siman that, yeah, he has Hashem's approval. Know the Maisa? I think we've told the Maisa of I don't know any of the names involved, but there was a Rosh Yeshiva, non-Hasidish Rosh Yeshiva, Litvish Rosh Yeshiva, who kept hearing reports about a certain Rebbe in his area, that he's mamish, a great person, and he's a holy man, and he's a miracle worker, and all kinds of things. And he heard enough to the extent that he actually wanted to go check it out. So he came, he heard that the Rebbe is going to be accepting kvitlach, right? He's going to be accepting notes for brachas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He decided he's going to come Erev Rosh Hashanah, see the Rebbe is accepting notes for brachas. The Rebbe had a door off his house into the Beis Medrash, straight to his seat, right? And he would come in from his house, sit down in his seat, and then the line. So the Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva came there. He saw already a long line gathered there. It's going to be hours until he gets anywhere near the Rebbe. But he came there. A few of his Talmidim were there along with him. And the door opened, and the Rebbe was there in the doorway. His Rebbetzin was busy with him for a minute, and then he came out and he sat down and he started the process. People started filing by and giving him their kvitlach. So as soon as the process started, the Rosh Hashiva said to his Talmidim, "Wow, this is an amazing person. We can go. I saw. I. He's proven himself." So they said, "What did you see? You didn't even get to him. Like, what did you see? You just started the process of accepting kvitlach." They say, "No, you might have missed what I saw. But I saw that as he stepped out, his wife handed him a kvitl. His wife handed him a kvitl for him to daven. A person whose wife hands him a kvitl, that's a person to admire. That's an Adam Gadol. That's a great person." So this is the point that the Chavis Alvavis is making here. Right? Yeah, you'll often have to please the people who are further removed. Might be simpler. If you have a situation where your wife admires you immensely, that's a sign that you're in a chashuv place. But lemaisa, what's the taish that the Chavis Alvavis is giving here? He's saying that it's an effect of Hashem being pleased with you. It's not a directive to put energies into impressing people, into pleasing people, into making sure that I make a nice impression on them. But it's a sign of where you're staying with Hashem. Hashem doesn't do that to those who spite him. So when you do see that everybody around the person, again, we have to stress, including those closest to him, look at him with admiration, then it is a sign of Hashem's approval. But that a pious person should be mishtadel v'tereach b'imash yishabchu b'nei odom al avidosa lelikim. But for a person to put in efforts to understand that mamar as a directive, try to get it such that people will look at you admiringly, and therefore, I try to please in my avodas Hashem. I try to do it in an impressive way. Certainly not. Ein ze b'minhag yachsid. That's not the way of the pious. Al ken yizar mizev adoim eloi. And therefore, beware of this and other such things. Yipituya yitzar lecha. It's the yitzar hara luring you. Once he can get you onto the track of people pleasing, of putting efforts, energies into impressing, into pleasing, into gaining people's admiration, then he'll quickly have you on the track of chaynef, meaning a person who's, the way the Chavis Alvavis puts it elsewhere, is he's a people worshiper. His avodas Hashem really is geared toward other people's opinions. So therefore, when the Yetzer Hara comes and tells you, you know, it's very special that you withstood all my assaults on your emunah. Right, as we described before, tried to get your emunah down. You didn't let him. So then he comes from the other direction and says, wow, you are such a special person. Your emunah is in such a high place. So say, umahu she'ta'asha oisi alav midati choyves oilikim alav. So he says, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? That I'm so great because I have such a clear understanding of Hashem? The fact that I have a greater, more enhanced understanding of Hashem, a deeper emunah of Hashem, actually just creates more responsibility. Okay, this is something that we can't finish in a rushed way. But in a general way, what he's going to be saying now is the understanding that if you have a greater, deeper understanding of Hashem, that actually places more upon you. You don't sit back and say, wow, kol hakavod to me. You say, all right, if so, I have to get busy living up to my understanding. Okay, we'll stop here.